All right. Good morning, lovely people. It is the time of the morning where we have our entertainment news, yeah?
Yes.
But I got something better for you. Mini views. You never know who's going to be in studio or on the airwaves.
Yes.
And I got someone pretty special. Well, Rico and I have someone
special
on the line. And that is Vibrance, Mr. Ira Child. Vibrance, can you hear me? Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. It's Vibration.
Vibrations. Oh, my apologies. Okay. You see, this the Instagram stuff, Vibrations. Well, it's even better. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing so well, so well. How are you guys today?
We are doing great. Happy
yes.
to be talking to you. Happy to have you on the line, on the airwaves. It's a beautiful day in the Cayman Islands.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to get to know you a little bit. So let's just dive right into it. Who's Vibrations? Tell us about yourself, your background, and how you got your start in music.
Vibrations is a spirit that just loves, not afraid to deny it. And just moves every day within that. And that's just a code of law for me. My background, my mother's from Haiti, father's from Jamaica.
Nice.
And music background-wise, I didn't start off with reggae music at all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even, it's funny enough because I didn't want to do it because my father was doing it already. So.
Oh, and let us know who your father is, if you don't mind.
Yeah, my father is Professor Grizzly. He sung Shining Star with Lil Lenny.
All right. Y'all know those.
Early 80s, early 90s.
That's a big name right
yes.
there. Yeah, that's a huge one. All right. Cool. So you didn't start out doing reggae at all. So let us know what kind of music you did get your start with. Like what inspired your sound and how did you get to the reggae sound that you have now?
Oh, man, it was like the total opposite. growing up in Brooklyn, New York, I started, you know, just discovering rap music and stuff like that. So my sound was completely different. The context in my material was somewhat the same. So
mm-hmm.
then I started from rap for years. Started to incorporate some R&B elements to my style. And then I left New York to move to a different state. And then that's when I started to dive into reggae music because I just changed everything about myself altogether.
Amazing. So what is the scene like in New York for the reggae scene? You know, obviously there's so many different genres of music
yeah.
and so many different eclectic sounds there. How is the scene down there though for reggae?
So the scene for reggae music in New York hasn't changed over the years in regards to like the respect and the level of it. It's always high. Of course, the sound changes or whatnot, but it's definitely high. There's so many places that rinse reggae tune from left to right. So
mm-hmm.
there's actual places and restaurants and even just lounges and clubs and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that for the music itself. So it's still heavy vibration to this day, and more is starting to come too.
Amazing. So speaking of high, you know, we're talking about your song Higher.
Yes.
Vibrations. Tell us a little bit, what is Higher about?
Yeah. Tell us the process of this track. I want to know the details.
Oh, man. So Higher, I was on a bus traveling somewhere. I can't remember exactly what, but I wrote the chorus part to a Jazz Elise After Three, song on repeat.
Love that song,
right?
Jazz Elise
so
and Mortimer After
like,
Three.
Yes. So I had the song on repeat, and I'm like, man, I wish they had this rhythm out so I could just write a full song to it. But I was like, you know what? I love the song anyway. So the chorus got inspired to that rhythm.
Nice.
Then I want to say like a week or two after I wrote that part, I went to Jamaica. Went to the studio, heard a few rhythms playing in the studio, and then one in particular. They said, funny enough, that rhythm came out 2 years ago.
Mm.
You know what I mean? My father has a tune in that rhythm too, but the juggling for the rhythm came out like 2 years ago. And
okay.
I said, you know what? I still wanna do this rhythm, but I wanna make it into my own.
Right.
And then that night, 3-4 in the morning in Jamaica, I'm staying in Portmore, and I finished the song, and then the following day, I just recorded it, and the rest is history.
Wow, love that. I just love how you know, you just let other music inspire you to create something even more beautiful. I think that's what it's all about. You really do have the lick of the vibrations. Yeah, you make the vibrations work with you, and I love that. All right, so we have Higher. What can we expect in the near future from Vibrations?
More love into the music. A lot of positive risk taking, so I could get the message to the masses, and some learning things, you know, some more music, some more great music, so a whole lot.
Love to see it. I'm looking forward to that. We love your song here. We love your music, and we cannot wait to hear what else you come up with. Hopefully, we were just talking about this off air. Hopefully, we can have Vibrations in the Cayman Islands for a little live performance one sweet day. So yeah, Vibrations, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us here. Loving the track, Higher. And again, we're wishing you all the best. But we can't let you leave until we let you know to never forget to big up yourself.
I love that. Yes, big up yourself too.